The Business Bunker with Paul Andrews.
Good afternoon. Welcome to the Business Bunker Show on 100.2 FM, 95.1 FM, Freeview 277, online at bizradio.co.uk. You're listening to me, Paul Andrews, and the stonkingly gorgeous Jill Serkin.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello, Paul Andrews.
That's enough.
I had a bit of a drama.
That's enough.
No, I'm aiming.
I don't want to hear any more.
I'm aiming for 21 minutes, darling.
Oh, blimey. You've had a bit of a drama.
Had a terrible...
I'm so shocked.
I had a terrible drama.
It's unlike you to have a drama, Jules.
You know, Paul Andrews, that I always bring in my own little thermos of coffee.
Yeah.
And
a little bag of potions, you know, wing of bat, eye of newt, leg of toad, and a few other.
I've got all my homeopathy.
Yeah, and mushrooms and all kinds of nonsense.
I've got my lion's mane for my brain and everything. Yeah. I'm feeling very perky, actually.
Anyway, so this drama.
Well, drama was I made the coffee. I had my egg and bacon.
That's a drama.
I had my egg and bacon with a little half an avocado.
I didn't see a picture of it, so did this happen?
No, I was busy. The new husband was a bit crestfallen because he hasn't been paid for 3 months.
And,
dear. It's difficult, isn't it?
Yeah.
So I said I'd take some laundry in and, you know, help out and start ironing.
Doing a bit of ironing. Yeah, okay.
Anyway, long story short, I was doing breakfast and clearing up and feeding the dog and all that. She has a little herbal calming tablet, Darcy, as you know, because otherwise she eats the windows and things. So I was doing all that and I made my coffee. It's a lovely one from a Kent coffee company, and I've forgotten their name, but I'll do it in a minute. Something like Real Coffee, something or other. Lovely coffee. So I made it, and then I always warm my flask so it stays hot for the whole journey driving in. So I had it all warmed. And as I was leaving the house, I thought, you know, I've got my bag and I've got my potions and I've got my...
You hadn't put the coffee in the flask, had you?
Something missing. I hadn't even bought the flask. So I stopped at a Costa, and you know I don't do chains. I stopped at a Costa coffee pool, and I went in and I said, can I have a medium? I thought that'd be fine.
A medium?
Yeah. A latte,
and they went, yeah, we'll all hold hands, see if we can contact one.
Is there anybody there? So I said, I'll have a medium, because I thought the large are ridiculous, aren't they? They're like
El Grande.
Well, it's like for an elephant, you know, who would drink that? So I said, I'll have a medium. Do elephants drink coffee?
Yeah, of course.
Really?
Yeah.
Do you know, sometimes I can smell elephants in Faversham. I don't know if there's... I get a whiff.
Do
and
you?
I say to my new husband, could you smell elephants?
And he'll go, sorry, dear.
I don't know if it's when, you know, when they're muck spreading, whether there's an elephant.
Elephant muck spreading.
Yeah, is there an elephant element to muck spreading in Faversham?
Not as far as I know, no.
I'm sure it's very nutritious because herbivores or something?
Yeah, anyway.
Although they love a banana or a donut,
Anyway, so this elephant bought you a Costa,
So I got my elephant cup and then I saw the size of the medium. I said, oh, no. I said, could I have one of your small ones, please? So she sort of snarled at me, and she's very sweet, actually, because I said, I forgot my flask. And I said, normally I wouldn't even come in here in a chain. She got the small one, and it was huge. So I realised we've gone full on American, haven't we?
We have.
With portions.
We have, yeah.
Full on American.
Yeah. You should have had an espresso.
I can't drink black. You know I can't.
Yeah, but there's hardly anything in the cup anyway, so it doesn't matter.
Is it just powder?
Yeah.
That grainy bit at the bottom.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, the new husband has a black coffee, but I drink black tea like you.
Mm-hmm.
Although you did moan about the tea I made this morning.
It was horrible.
Yeah, was it too strong?
It was too strong. I don't know what she did to the bag, listener.
I felt I whipped it out pretty quick.
As the actress said to the bishop. Yeah.
Ooh, matron. Mm. Anyway, so I have realised that we've gone full on American portions. So who can drink that giant one? Mm. We'll ask the guests in a minute. So in the studio, we have Gilly Monk, who hails from Folkestone.
Yep.
And we often talk about Folkestone on the show, Gilly.
Do you?
We do.
Mm. Because
I love the artisan, where you've got a big arch now saying artisan... area, centre.
What's the memorial arch up on the... are you talking about the memorial arch?
No, you're talking about the high street.
You're talking about the creative quarter.
Oh, the creative quarter, sorry.
What can you do with it, Jimmy? Yeah, I love folks and I just don't know what I'm talking about.
Well, I haven't made notes, but...
obviously.
I love that high street. So you go through the creative quarter, all the lovely little shops. You know I love an independent. And Costa, apparently. So on the right, there's a corner. There's a really good Italian. We've got some restaurateurs in the show. We have to be careful. Really good Italian, and they allow dogs.
Yes.
So I went in with Greyhound, Darcy, and It was when she was quite new. We weren't quite sure of her. And she whipped the neat meatballs off the table because they're that height, you know. And they brought us some more.
Was she auditioning?
What for?
Like in the tramp.
Waiter. Is she the lady or the tramp?
I don't care, but you know the one I mean.
Yeah.
When they're having dinner. Meatballs and spaghetti.
Yeah. Oh, right. And does she... I haven't watched it for a long time. You've got an 11-year-old, so you're up to scratch. Yeah. She's 12 now.
Yeah.
Time flies, isn't it?
I don't know.
How is it?
How's what?
Having a 12-year-old.
It's evil.
I remember my daughter, who's now 36.
I got my electric bill today.
Oh, yeah.
It's like Blackpool Illuminations, my house. All she can do is turn the lights on. She doesn't know there's an off position.
You want to get those ones you wave at to keep them on.
Oh, could you imagine that with her dancing around the house? They'd be on and off like a disco, wouldn't they? Huh?
Well, I've got them in Toulouse.
In France?
Yeah.
It's a long way to go.
I waited for that. Did you see the pause there?
Boom-tish, yeah.
I've known him too long. Yeah. They make nice sausages, actually, saucisson.
Hold on, you've lost me there. Who makes
the Français, they're making
nice... Oh, in France, yeah.
Merguez. I love a merguez.
Talking about France, we're losing Natalie. Natalie Bonnet, she's going home to France.
Well, who can blame her?
Yeah, yeah.
Who can blame her? I mean, the food, the sunshine.
Yeah, but she's going back to France.
Well, which part of France is she from?
She's from just outside Paris, a small village just outside Paris. Yeah.
And her mother lives there, I think.
Yeah.
So, well, maybe we could visit her and do a little show.
She did, in fact, say that she would like us to visit, so we will.
Natalie, if you're listening, we have roving mics, and Paul and I are quite happy to nip over.
Wow.
Yeah. Separate rooms, though, please. If you don't mind. What was I saying? Ethereal, and I can't remember what it was.
I think you were talking about Folkestone.
Thank you for that.
Lovely, the creative.
So, those lovely little shops. And then by the railway station, you've got the market. Is that still on Sunday?
Down on the Harbour Arm.
Like a
Have
street
you been down
market?
To the Harbour Arm?
See, you're being very technical about all things.
No,
is that
not
by the railway?
No.
Well, there is no railway in Folkestone.
No, the old railway.
The old railway down at the bottom of the town.
Work with
the
me, Julie. Okay, is that the Harbour Arm?
The Harbour Arm is the arm of the harbour, strangely enough.
But is that where the railway is?
Hey, Jules, you know that blue stuff that moves about a lot?
Yeah,
sea. Yeah, it's quite wet. That's called the sea.
Blue? Yeah.
As it comes towards you and hits the bit that's more solid, which we technically call the land, bit in between that joins the sea to the land is the harbour.
But excuse me, where I live, the sea is very brown from the sewage, which comes in every day.
That's because you don't live on the sea, do you? You live on
an estuary.
You live on an estuary.
Yeah.
An estuary that's used to dump effluent
in. Herne Bay as well.
But the Harbour Arm a lot of the creative quarter, most of the creative quarter is down to Roger Dehaene, of course, who has poured millions and millions. Mm. And he's a wonderful man, and he says he's giving back to Folkestone because Folkestone has given him everything that family are, started in Folkestone, which of course is the Saga Group, started by his family, his father, Sydney. Mm. And Roger now has plenty of money, and he wants to put it back into the town that gave him the start in life. So he's poured millions. He's an amazing man, and he has bought nearly all of the creative quarter, all of those buildings. He charges peppercorn rent,
excellent,
as I understand it, for the startups, for the small artists.
I hope Canterbury Council are listening, because what they've done to Canterbury and Whitstable is...
And he, I don't know whether it's eight million, was it, he put into the Harbour Arm?
Yeah, it was, yeah.
And now the champagne bars and artisan shops.
Yeah, yeah, they're beautiful.
And they have a big screen out for big occasions. And
but I have
and
to go back,
pull.
I have to go back, Julie, to, is the Harbour Arm where that old railway is, where there's a little railway old station there with a cafe in it now, and then there's a little Sunday market with bread, sourdough. Quite a few of my chef friends were there. There's a Sunday market. Is that still?
I don't know because I can't say I've been down there.
Where the old railway?
The old railway runs down to the harbour.
Okay,
yes, that is, and the where it's very pretty and all done up. Yes,
very chic.
Yes, down there.
And then there's a big, as I remember, I went round to the left of that, away from the artisan centre, and there was a quite a big space with loads of stalls and all sorts. It looked like a car park, but it had beautiful stalls on
them. Yes. Yeah. Well, that's all. And during the season, of course, during the winter, it's a bit bleak. But, but during the season, it is alive. It is so beautiful down there. And
fabulous walks,
and
too.
And that's where the restaurant, I can't remember what it's called. There was a market for a long time.
Yeah.
You know the one I mean.
Gosh.
Yeah.
Rock salt.
Yeah,
thank you.
Yeah.
So, what's happened with that? Are we up to scratch?
It's still there, I think, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely.
Because there was a bit of a hoo ha, wasn't it?
Yeah, but it's a different owner, isn't it?
Yeah.
But a great location. Mm. You can see the sea. So, in the studio, we have, of course, Julie Monk. You can follow them on All Health Matt, MAWT. And then we also have Zidane Maya. Was it Zidane or Zidane?
Zidane, yeah.
Zidane, yeah. You say it so well.
See, she's a great football fan, Zidane. Yeah. That's how she knew that, yeah.
Zidane. Yes. It could be Zidane, though, couldn't it? With
I've
the
had
I.
many different
Does it drive you nuts?
Yeah, it does.
Yeah. Okay. You can call me Julia if you want. And Sufyan. Of the Champagne Group, Champagne Group, who are delicious restaurateurs. And I'm looking forward to going on April the 20th, I think, because my 90 days ends on April the 19th.
Shall I book the table?
See what I do?
That's when she's out of jail, folks, she's allowed out, and they take them.
Well, it's when I can drink.
They take the tag off her ankle.
Mm. It's when I can have a little bottle of something.
In Sufyan's restaurant?
One or two, yeah.
Hey, mate, lock the cellar. That's all I'm saying. Lock the cellar if you want to stay in business.
On that note, I'm going to open up the complete cellar.
Yeah. Well, maybe is it underground or on the same level? So, out the back. Okay, is it near the kitchen?
We can make a pathway, yeah.
Yeah, I wouldn't make a pathway as well. I was going to sneak out when you weren't looking.
So you don't need to. We'll take you in there.
Oh, well, that's
just
so sweet.
Why don't you just lay her a table in the kitchen?
Well,
last time I was when I was in the show, we was talking about we was going to provide accommodation upstairs.
Yes, suits me, because then, you know, what's a girl to do?
Just carry you up and throw you in the bed.
Well, then I could follow on with luncheon the next day, you see.
Breakfast, luncheon,
spicy Indian breakfast.
Yeah, I do love spices. In fact, look, I've got turmeric. I was looking. I don't know if it's washed off now. I've just washed my hands. I had turmeric all over.
It's turmeric.
Oh, sorry. Turmeric.
Zidane first, then turmeric. Come on.
Turmeric.
Sufyan, she's not very good with words.
No.
Yeah. if you get her on Places in Kent, it becomes hilarious.
Oh,
yeah.
like Trotter's Cliff.
Trotter's Cliff and Egerton. Yeah, Egerton.
Mio fam.
Yeah. Yeah. Seriously.
Well, who made
I went
them
to Egerton. It's item. But it's spelled Egerton. Yeah.
You have to be quite careful with turmeric. Am I saying it right now?
Turmeric, yes.
Turmeric. You have to be quite careful. I have quite a lot of it. And it was an Indian friend of mine. Where was he from? I can't remember. But he said, be very careful with it if you have too much. Do you know about that?
No, not really.
So you can have as much as you want.
Yeah, turmeric is meant to be very good for the skin.
Is it?
Yeah.
What, if you eat it? Or... You can, or would you make a paste?
Tablets?
You can actually, paste-wise, use it as a face mask.
Oh.
But that you can't leave on long. But...
Did you go you orange?
You can dilute it. Hot water, dilute it.
Okay.
A sink.
Yeah, look, there's some on my thumb. Because I juice it a lot. I've got an organic organic supplier, and I juice it sometimes in my green juice. That's from yesterday.
It's meant to cleanse the skin if you drink it.
Yeah,
it's very good for
you. I've got a Sikh mate, Paul Babro, that you know as well.
Sikh? What's wrong with him?
Yeah, he looks everywhere. whatever you say to him, he goes, "You're all right, mate." He goes, "No, I've got a bit of a cold. Turmeric."
Turmeric, yeah.
No, my leg fell off. Turmeric. Yeah. He just recommends turmeric to fix everything.
Well, it's great. I have it with ginger root as well in a smoothie, and it's great. But I look forward to coming to your restaurant. And I met some of your chefs, didn't I, at the awards?
Absolutely.
Which awards was it? Tunbridge Wells?
The Bromley.
No, Bromley.
It was the Abbas.
Yeah, the Abbas. Yeah. And you know, the worst thing was that I was going to go dressed up as ABBA because I
thought it was fancy dress.
I misread the invitation. I skimmed it, you see.
I was going to
come in spangles.
She was going to go as Bjorn. She was growing a beard at the time.
I had a piano under my arm, and
you could have joined into the entertainment at the end.
Well, I tried. I did whirl Paul round the dance floor as he was trying to leave, didn't I?
Paul did very well that night. Actually,
he was great, he kept to time.
No,
the timing was impeccable.
I tell you, the funniest thing about that was, for those that don't know, I compared the show
very well.
But from the stage. and the stage was in complete darkness. There were no lights on the stage.
I do know.
Yeah.
Because when I got up, not once, three times to present the awards and to read out, because we was meant to have two people on the stage.
Yeah.
And poor Jodie was told that she would come on stage with me. And I said, Jodie, you read out the short list and I'll read out the winners, but whisper it, because I didn't bring my glasses. So when they asked me to get onto the stage and they gave me the envelope, I struggled.
Yeah.
I struggled.
It was pitch black up there, wasn't it?
It was dark.
It was pitch black. You couldn't see a thing. And I go, can we have some light? And they went, yeah. No, there are no lights on there.
It was dark. And because it was on the, because the envelopes were on this foil, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was gold foil.
Yeah, gold foil. So it was the light they did have was reflecting. So it wasn't really. But it was a great night, though.
It was fun.
It was brilliant.
The lovely thing about things like that is the audience are normally so drunk they don't notice what you're doing anyway. So, yeah. Mm-hmm. Cool.
It was a great evening, and yeah, look forward to coming to your lovely restaurant. And I did chat to a few of your chefs. Mm-hmm. Had a couple of chefs there.
Have they recovered yet?
Yeah, I was getting a few tips, you know, as you do.
Right.
We have well, you're going to do cheesy tunage first. I don't like
to
upset you.
I'm going to start the show.
Okay. She purses her lips.
So. I've got a few tweets. I Trust Assurance have tweeted, hello, Business Bunker. Thank you very much. We have Michael Park Surveyors. We're tuned in listening to our favourite community show, The Business Bunker. Have a great show. Thank you so much. That's Michael Park Surveyors.
We had a tweet from S. Marsh Collings, who said she will be listening in live. So hello to you, Sarah. I wonder what she's sipping at the moment while she listens. A little coffee, perhaps?
Or a large one if she went to Costa's.
if she could lift it up, you know.
Tracy Ferguson says, really looking forward to the show today. What a great lineup of guests. So thank you for that, Tracy.
She says, loving the opening conversation as always. So funny. She's talking about the elephants in Faversham.
What's she listening to?
She's talking about the elephants in Faversham.
Oh, she was listening to us. Oh, yeah. Oh, right. Okay.
She says, I'm trying to follow all the twists and turns in the conversation.
Oh, me too.
Yeah.
Me too. Can you keep up with it?
I tell you, he's got white knuckles on the side of his chair. So he's Tracy says, we've gone from coffee to sausages, saucisson, in France.
I don't know if any of you are old enough to remember. There used to be Les Dawson and Roy Barraclough.
Yeah.
You used to do a sketch of two old ladies, yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Is that you and me?
Yeah, I'm not in. It's just you.
Well, I can't be two old ladies. I'm not that fat.
I'm saying nothing.
Yes.
I finally made her quiet. Did you see that?
No,
I finally got one on
it. No, because I'm trying to read a Twitter handle, which is now X. An X handle.
Yeah.
Who
it used to be. It's not anymore.
What is it now? What did it used to be? A Twitter, or an X?
Yeah, it was Twitter.
I
know. It's
X. I still call it. I'm never going to say X me. Am I?
Oh, you're not.
And I don't like posts. It's tweets, isn't it?
Yeah.
I will never surrender to X.
She won't change.
But anyway, I'm trying to read it, and he knows this because he sent us a photo last week. He's very handsome. Mm. But his Twitter handle is not one that you'd remember, but it's very interesting. So he's just listening in. He says, thanks for reminding me. It's crypto, CRYPTO, underscore 2D game. There you are. I'm never going to have that in my head, but I will read it out. So he's listening in, and a good morrow to you.
Hello.
Good morrow.
Hello, crypto 2D game.
Somebody
What's odd about that?
What? Well, it's not the kind of thing I'd remember in my
crypto
brain.
Crypto 2D game.
Well, it's not hard, but when you've got 20,000 followers, as I have, I can't remember them all. How many have you got now?
23,000.
Most of them are your aunties, aren't they?
Yeah.
Yeah, I can't remember them all. And the search is terrible on Twitter now.
Oh, it is, yeah.
Because you remember the first bit. Anyway, hello, Tracy. I'd like to see some more of your artisan products, your art. So do tweet us.
There is a tweet from Tracy later on about her next workshop at the Island Works.
Yeah, and also, anyone else listening, you know that we love to hear about your small, medium enterprise, your business, how you're doing, especially those in hospitality, because it's quite tough out there for hospitality.
It's tough in a lot of businesses, but especially hospitality.
Yeah, and talking of energy bills...
Mm.
the price of oil has gone down. I think it's 77 and it was 100. Mm. But my bill just in, got three boilers, was nearly £600 for the month. And we've got a log burner and hardly had it on, but we've got one boiler with an indoor pool, which I use every day for my knee.
I'll swap you for my bill. I got a gas bill for Island Works for July. July, that's in the summer. £12,000 for gas. Wow.
May I suggest that somebody's leaving something on all the time?
Well, seeing as the only thing we use gas for is the heating, and it was July, they probably weren't.
Oh, so what have you investigated?
What can you do? They've gone...
Well, it's got to be a reason.
Challenge it.
Yeah, there might be a leak. Do you serve leeks at Island Works?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
In a little
cream
pie.
Sauce. Anyway, look, I don't want to talk about that.
I don't know why you're not playing your tunage. Champing at the bit, I am. Oh, I know this.
Well, of course you do.
Yeah.
Go on.
I'm thinking. Yeah, oh, Doctor.
Of course it is. Doctor.
Now, God, what's his name? Somebody, it's one guy, I know him.
It's the Thompson twins.
Oh, them, yeah. Two guys. Yeah. Just standing there. Seeing double now. And I thought I was only dreaming, yeah. Then once again, you said you would come and dance with me. Dance with me across the sea. Such delight.
Thompson Twins, Doctor.
Yeah, that took me back, that song. It's really, really good. I was thinking it was Howard Jones. That's who I was thinking.
Oh, okay. All right.
But it was the Thompson Twins, you're quite right.
It was indeed.
Very hot in here, Paul Andrews, and it's not...
We'll turn the air conditioner on.
Yeah, it's hot, isn't it? Well, look at you in here. You've got a great big... You know, I've just got a little chignon on.
She's having one of those again.
A chemise I have on.
Are you?
No, I don't get. I take little pills and things. natural.
Yeah.
Probably what I take. I take 20 drops in water 3 times a day, and I forgot what it's called. Anyway, don't get any problems.
Good. Okay.
Sweet as a nut.
Yeah, right. Hey, listen, it's a pleasure to welcome back onto the show the absolutely formidable, the wonderful, the brilliant Jilly Monk.
Thank you, Paul.
That's lovely. All right, Jilly. Yeah.
Charming.
Jilly's from All Health Matters. Jilly is also a colleague of mine. We are trustees of a well-known local charity, Kenwood Trust. And Jilly is a fantastic champion of that charity.
As are you, I have to say.
Yeah.
I think the whole team of trustees are.
We are very blessed to have the team of trustees we do, and the organisation.
And the team that work there, absolutely.
For those that don't know, Kenwood Trust is a residential charity for people with drink and drug addictions based in Yalding, just outside Maidstone. But we're not here to talk about Kenwood, we're here to talk about Jilly and what you're up to. But first of all, you are up to something, and we're going to talk about that in a minute. But just so for the one or two listeners in Kent that don't know Jilly, there can't be many, just tell us about Jilly and All Health Matters.
A very successful business, I'm really pleased to say, that was founded in my garden shed just 14 years ago this month, and we've now got clinics in London and in Kent, and we run one in Sussex as well. We've got 30 odd staff. Our focus is on occupational medicine, you've just played doctor, but we're not doctors and nurses that you would expect to find in a GP surgery. That is not what we do.
Or not, as the case may be.
Or not, yeah, you're right. But our staff, we're all busy looking after the working population. So our clients are businesses. Our clients are companies who employ people who need to make sure their staff are well and that they're fit to work, or if they're returning to work having been ill or had operations, or they have a condition that needs to be managed in the workplace to keep them there.
Absolutely.
Then that's what we do. As well as those things that are driven by the legislation, because under the Health and Safety at Work Act, don't groan. There are many industries that carry with it health risks.
Yep.
For instance, woodwork or metalwork or
dental.
People flying aeroplanes and driving trains and driving trucks.
Footballers.
There are health risks. And so it's most important that if you're going to send a guy or a girl up a crane in the middle of a building site, that they haven't got any heart problems or lung problems, or then they've got two arms and two legs and can get up there. And it's most important. So that's what we do. We look after the working population. And so we're a business to business business.
Okay. Do you also provide inoculations for people travelling abroad?
We do. Yeah. We're also CQC registered, which means that we offer general medical advice as well. We do all the travel medicines for anybody that wants that needs them to travel, whether they're members of the public or not. We've also now launched wellness clinics in Kent and London for people who just can't get a GP appointment or need to talk to someone about a particular problem. Be that everything from menopausal to erectile dysfunction, they can make a private appointment.
I've got both.
Oh, yeah. That's rather strange. Anyway, so they can make a private appointment. They can go online and book themselves in and see someone. It's very discreet, very quiet. And we're trying to plug the gap left by the vacant GPs. I'm not saying we can deal with necessarily the sore throats and the sore fingers and the children with measles. That is not what we're about. We're more about wellness and about those things that 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 perhaps are worrying, that you just don't think that you need, that you're not sure whether you need to worry about them or not, really. You can just come and talk to somebody quietly.
Okay. That's really important, isn't it? Because I think a huge amount of health issues are exactly that, aren't they? You know, we are bombarded with information about things, you know, like if you've got a lump, check it out. And for men, go around sticking your finger up your bum every now and again just to make sure you're okay.
I think, actually, I think mainstream media, I just blows my mind the amount of television adverts on by the HM government or the NHS saying, you know, if you've had a cough for longer than 3 weeks, go and see your doctor. Well, I mean, you try that, you know.
Good luck,
and then they wonder why there's such a waiting list.
Exactly,
you can't get a GP appointment, so then they wonder why the A&Es are full.
Well, it's funny, I tried to cancel an appointment today because it's on a Tuesday. They seem to keep sending me appointments at Margate Hospital. So I phoned up while I was eating my egg and bacon, and I was 12 in the queue, and the first thing it said, recorded message, was not "you're held in a queue" or "welcome to Margate Hospital." It was "our staff have the right to terminate the call if you are abusive."
Yes, yes.
It's like, what is going on?
Yes.
You know, so, and I'm quite polite anyway, I held on, but I was 12, I had to go, number 12 in the queue. And it's, then I read the thing, I thought, I'll go online tonight, and it said, if you cancel two appointments, we won't repeat, we won't give you a new appointment. I thought, it's very harsh, isn't it? If you're cancelling, it's not your fault, you're cancelling for a reason. Like, don't give me an appointment on Tuesday. But
why are you cancelling? I'm not well.
Yeah.
There's an awful lot
but it's this
out
confrontation immediately on the phone. Our staff have the right immediately.
I'm going to tell you a statistic now, and nobody ever believes me until I send them the link from the NHS themselves, which is where I got the statistic from. 90% of GPs in England work less than 17 hours a week.
Yeah, my GP works 3 days a week.
Yeah.
And I went there yesterday because my pharmacy has gone. I don't take any much pharma now at all, but I take eye drops for the AstraZeneca.
Yeah.
So in my left eye. My pharmacy is just, I don't know what's happened. They have changed. They mess up my prescription. It's never there. I've been taking it for 2.5 years since the AstraZeneca. Mm. It's never there. They got me the wrong thing yesterday. And they have got these new staff in, and they're illiterate. It sounds awful. They're not from this country, and they are illiterate. They don't know my name. They can't spell my name.
A bit like you then, really.
Who am I? So I was complaining about it, and they said, you can go to Boots. And I said, but if I go to Boots, I have to drive to Whitstable, park, pay for parking. I want to go to my local pharmacy. But the local pharmacy isn't working anymore. I don't know what's going on. Sinister.
There's an awful lot wrong out there, and it's not just about money, because there's plenty of money being thrown at the NHS. It's about management at the NHS, and it's about the people upstairs that are making ridiculous things. I mean, the Shipman thing brought about revalidation for doctors, and I can name probably 25 doctors I know, GPs, who have said, look, I'm just not going to renew my registration, because quite frankly, I've been doing this job for 40 years, I know it backwards, and now I've got to pay to be revalidated, and I'm going to be interviewed by some upstart who hasn't been in the profession for more than 5 minutes.
Yep, absolutely.
And why do I need to go through that when I've got such a healthy pension coming from the NHS? I can just put my feet up and watch.
Yeah.
And we've lost so many like that.
Absolutely, absolutely. You know, the unintended consequences of political actions are to behold. But let's go back to talking about Gilly and All Health Matters.
Yes. Anyway, All Health Matters, I'm pleased to say our doctors and our nurses are absolutely fantastic. They're lovely people, every one of them. Mm. They're all exceptional professionals, very approachable. And, of course, we will always talk to anybody about anything.
How does one go about using your service? Is it something that your business has to be signed up to, or can you use it as an individual?
No, you can use it for the wellness clinics, absolutely, and the travel clinics, all open to anybody that wants to knock the door. We don't have memberships or anything of that ilk. You just pay as you go.
Right.
Our prices are on the website, which you can see. There is some price on application, because they might be determined by what drugs you need or vaccines you need or whatever. But no, there's no commitment. So you can just go onto the website and book yourself an appointment and have a look round. And it's www.allhealthmatters.com. businessbunkers.co.uk.
Fantastic. There's a link to that on the Business Bunker radio website as well. I'd like to move on and talk about some other stuff, because you, as always, Julie, you and your business are great supporters of everything in Kent.
We try to be.
Yeah,
yes.
especially
other businesses. Yeah,
yeah, yeah. You are. And one of the things that you're doing this year is you are one of the supporters and sponsors of the Kent Business Awards.
We are indeed. The Kent Business Awards, they've been running for, this is not to be confused with the Chamber, with the Chamber of Commerce, who have just had theirs, I know, but those are for only members of the Chamber. Business Awards Kent are open to all businesses in Kent. They don't have to be a member of anything. Mm. And they have been around now for 8 years. I have been fortunate to win it myself as Businesswoman of the Year a couple of times, and the business has also run one Small Business of the Year, so we don't enter anymore because that would be unfair, wouldn't it?
But I've never won an award in it.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, there you go. But anyway, but I do encourage, and I am a judge, and I do encourage other the applicants to, even if they don't win one year, to not stop trying, because it's good for you from a discipline point of
Absolutely.
View to just put an application together. As well as to be interviewed by the judges, which goes about, and to be able to put down on paper why you think your business should be winning an award. Mm. The value, you get lots of publicity from it, you get lots of socials from it. It's a really good thing to do. It's open for all businesses. There are some 12, I've just had a little count up, 12 awards. So it's... and the application process is not so complicated. It's not so prescriptive like some awards we've gone for, which are very, very strict in what you've got to say and how you say it.
Yep.
These are very fluid, so you can speak from the heart.
Yeah.
And when you talk to the judges, you can talk from your heart. And you
Absolutely.
Can, and we as judges want to see that passion coming through. We want to see why you've got the X factor. Mm. So it's a really good thing to do. It doesn't matter if you're a startup, or if you've got 10 employees, or if you've got 500 employees.
Or indeed one, because they have a micro category just here.
Indeed. All Health Matters this year, we have introduced, or Best Business Events, who organise this thing, have introduced an additional category this year, which we are sponsoring, All Health Matters are sponsoring, which is the Health and Wellbeing Award.
Yep.
So we are looking for companies who can really demonstrate that they really care about their staff. Mm. They care about their, not only their legal obligations in respect of the Health and Safety at Work Act, but their moral obligations about looking after your staff. Because you can have the best business in the world, but if your staff are rubbish, your business will be rubbish.
Absolutely.
So good business needs good staff. Mm. Healthy business needs healthy staff. Mm. So we want to see those companies that can actually say, you know, my staff get up in the morning and want to come to work.
Mm.
Because what the day that they get up in the morning and they don't want to go to work, I always say to our staff, the day that you wake up and don't want to come, don't.
Don't. Exactly.
You know where the door is
yeah.
because you're no good to us.
Yeah.
So it's we want to see that passion coming through.
Mm.
The other, am I talking too much?
No, you,
know,
you
I,
go
I can,
for it. No,
I can
no,
talk
no.
for England.
No,
you know
no, no, no. We'll put you in competition with Jules.
Okay. No, I'd win. Anyway, the awards. So the startup for brand new startups. there's a micro business, which is under 10 employees. Small business for over 10 employees. Medium for over 50. Creative digital and innovation. Customer service. Best family business. Best construction business. Best hospitality, leisure, tourism, food and drink. Businesswoman of the Year, which I say I've got two of those on my shelf. I'm very proud of those. The All Health Matters Health and Wellbeing Award, and Sustainable and ESG Business. That's, if you're not very sure, Environmental, Social and Governance business. So that's 12 awards this year. You don't. The areas, you just go onto the website, you can choose as many categories as you want to apply to be in for the running. There's Maidstone, Ashford, well, it's all of Kent really, but they have two dinners for the year, two competitions, Maidstone and Medway, and then
And Tunbridge Wells.
And Tunbridge Wells, and then Ashford and Canterbury.
Yep.
And all the surrounding towns and villages around those places.
Yeah.
Closing date is May for the Canterbury and Ashford, and it's going to be closing in June, I think, for Medway and Maidstone
and Tunbridge Wells.
Tunbridge Wells.
Yep.
And then two dinners, one for each of those groups. And then at the second one, which the dinner is in November, they're going to have the best of Kent. So
absolutely.
Out of all the applicants, the best company out of all applicants from all areas will be chosen and announced that night.
Yep, absolutely. So to reiterate what Ginny just said, there are 12 categories in each of the four regions.
Yep.
So that's 48 chances to win.
Yeah.
And then an overall Kent winner at the second event in November.
Mm-hmm.
They're always cracking events,
the awards dinners.
I've been proud to be the compere and host of all eight of the previous ones.
You have?
Last year was epic.
Yes.
Was it not?
500 of us sat down.
There were 500 people in the audience for dinner.
Because we rolled the two into one.
They put the two into one, and I was on stage for 6.5 hours.
I know. It was.
And
it
at
was
my age,
going.
That wasn't I good. Was it wasn't going. Good at all.
So have broken it back into two different events this year, which is much more manageable, I think.
It was great fun, to be fair.
It was, and
it went very well, but it was just epically long.
Yes, it was good. It was good.
Cool. Ginny, thank you so much for that.
You're welcome.
Thank you for supporting and sponsoring the awards and for being a brilliant judge. And all the other things that you and your business does for Kent, and we wish you continued and long success.
Thank you very much indeed, and thank you all for listening to me.
Yeah, it's a pleasure. Thank you, Jilly. Do stay with us for the rest of the show.
Thank you.
You, Jules, have gone very quiet.
Oh, no, my Twitter line is, my X line is very, very busy. Reading from Tracy Ferguson, who
she's got a lot of X's.
Yeah.
She's been married 104 times.
Well, I can't help being irresistible. What's a girl to do? So Tracy Ferguson listening in, Tazi64, she said she had a similar problem to me trying to cancel Paul Andrews, which I've got to go online tonight and do.
You want to cancel me?
No, I've got to cancel this appointment, which is Tuesday. I mean, of all the days.
My mum got a consultant's...
I'll tell you what Tracy says in a minute.
Yeah, do. Yeah. And my mum got a letter from Maidstone Hospital about a consultancy appointment, and it had on there, if you need to cancel this, you must contact the cancellation line.
Yeah.
Well, my mum had to cancel it because she was, in fact, in hospital at the time. So I rang up to cancel it. And I rang the cancellation line and I said, I need to cancel an appointment. Why? Well, because my mum actually is in hospital right now, in your hospital. Oh, well, we can't do anything about that. And I went, you can't do anything about what? And they said, cancelling the appointment. I said, this is the cancellation line. Yes. So why can't I cancel the appointment on this cancellation line? Because it's a consultant and we don't cancel appointments for consultants.
Oh, dear.
I said, well, so how do I cancel the appointment? They said, you have to contact the consultant. And I said, how do I contact the consultant? And they went, I don't know.
This is crazy. There's something very erratic about...
It's just not
the whole
system.
The world is being run by algorithms.
It's
all being run by tick boxing and algorithms.
It's the system. The systems don't work. No. They're not patient focused. They're not joined up. No. Their IT is rubbish.
Yeah.
It just
their
doesn't
IT
work.
Is rubbish.
It just doesn't work.
No. Yeah. Anyway, as Tracy was saying.
Sorry to interrupt.
Tazi64. Mm. She said she had the same problem as Jules after I had my last knee operation. Both physio appointments were made on days I was working. I tried to explain that I'm self-employed. I wasn't told about the two strikes and you're out. I was informed by text that I was now signed off without physio. So that's, you know, on the letter right at the bottom, which I probably wouldn't have read because I was only phoning. I was just looking at the phone number and the website for tonight. But then I looked at the small print and it said the same thing. If you cancel two, then it's a bit of a strange rule, Jilly, isn't it? two strikes and you're out. Right. If you're cancelling, you're being diligent. You're absolutely. Not wasting their time.
Absolutely. If you don't turn up,
yeah,
fair
that's
enough,
different.
Because then you're wasting time.
But if you're cancelling,
you actually phone to cancel for legitimate reasons, then it's ridiculous.
And then surely that then wastes more doctors' time because then you have to go back to the GP and say it's been cancelled.
I think the way the world is working, we just lost the human touch.
Absolutely.
Do you know that is absolutely right? Which is what I've always said about our business. Our phones are answered by people.
Yeah, Sofian, you are absolutely right. I lecture on an MBA course at university, and some of the students said to me a few weeks ago, if you were starting a business now, what kind of business would you start? And I said, anything that was run by humans.
Yeah,
because people are getting sick and tired of computers saying no.
Yeah.
They're getting sick and tired of no reply texts. They're getting sick and tired of computer errors that can't be fixed. They want to deal with a human. That is going to be a big thing over the coming years. Lots of people are going, you're going to lose, everyone's going to lose their job because of AI. No, you're not. No, you're not. Yeah. The only thing that's going to lose is AI because it won't do what people think it does. Yeah, it's just...
If you've ever been on a chat thing, you just go round and round in circles of the chat box.
I'm old enough to remember back in the day, back in the 60s and 70s, we had a television program called Tomorrow's World.
Yeah,
It was a brilliant program, but they used to go, by 1980, no one will work again because everything will be done by computers and we'll all have our own personal flying machines and jet packs and all that kind of stuff. It's never going to happen. You're never going to take the humanness out of work. I just need to tell you this, following up from Jelly, she reminded me quite rightly, if you want to enter the Kent Business Awards, there's a website where you can go and find out all about it and you can log your entry, which is businessawardskent.co.uk. And there is actually a link to that on the Kent Business Radio website. There's a tab at the top of the website called Events. If you click on that, all of the awards ceremonies and the link to that are there. So thank you for that, Julie. Right, so...
I've got more about this. So Sarah Marsh Collings listening with her little coffee there, a large one.
Oh, she had an epic problem with her dad the other week, didn't she?
Well, the average A&E wait now seems to be 21, 22 hours. Which is terrifying. My mum tried to cancel, this is Sarah saying, my mum tried to cancel her IOP when dad was in hospital. The phone rang and rang and rang. That's what it did with me. She spent all day trying. Tried the other number, which stipulated not for appointments, and they answered straight away. The other number hadn't been in use for months. Mm-hmm. Wrong letterhead. Mm. Oh dear. Mm. Dear, oh dear, oh dear. Yeah. I've got a little. Do you want to read something, or were you reading something?
Well, I've got some tweets to read still. Chips and Dinks have been on. We're listening live today to the Business Bunker.
Do you think they're doing their mould cleaning?
We'll find out if you let me read it.
Yeah, I'm wondering. They've been quite good at that recently, haven't they?
I don't know. I haven't read it, have I?
Go on then.
I'm trying to read it.
Yeah.
It might go, we're busy mould cleaning.
Have a read.
Oh, can I?
Tell me.
Thank you. we're listening live today on the Business Bunker Show. A day in the office catching up with backroom boring stuff. Not mould.
No.
Yeah. It's on the agenda for me whilst great things are happening in the workshop. Hello to your guests and to everyone. That's from Bev at Chips and Dinks.
Well, the mould thing is, you know, the worst thing I ever did was have new windows fitted. Because since I've had new windows fitted, those horrible plastic ones that I hate... we've got mould now, and we always open our windows. And my son, who's bought a flat in Greenwich, Deptford surrounds, said that he's got mould. And when he Googled it, it said, don't open windows. And I said, you must open windows. But it said that if you open windows, you're letting the cold air in. So I think that's a bit weird because I always open windows every morning. You know, when I'm getting ready after my shower.
Have you got mould?
It's the new husband that's got mould, but we've got an indoor pool that, you know, there's a lot of condensation.
Your new husband is mouldy.
Yeah, he's mouldy. And we scrub the mould as well, but it's...
You scrub your new husband?
Yeah, the mould.
Oh, the mould.
The mould, yeah. My new husband's not mouldy. He's very lovely. Mm-hmm. But anyway, yeah, mould is a thing. And I think new windows, because they don't let any air in. And the window guy said that now, by law, he's... has to put a vent in them, even the small ones. But we don't have a vent in ours. But which is why we open it.
And why you got mould.
Yeah, we must talk to Bev, though, about mould, mustn't we? Get her on the show.
Yeah.
because she's very good at hubcaps.
Yeah.
She did my alloys.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're very good at hubcaps too.
Am I?
At curbing them.
Only in Herne Bay.
Yeah. Kim Stevens, Karen Kent, has been on. She says, hello, I'd really love a Business Bunker shout-out, please. Do you or your loved ones need care at home? You can contact us, karenkent.co.uk, or email info@karenkent.co.uk. And that's from Kim Stevens.
I reckon soon we should be on that list, won't we, you and me? Getting on a bit, aren't we?
We are, yeah.
Yeah. That's good. And Tracy has just said, I think she's talking, she's talking to Sarah. They're having their own conversations.
Yeah,
today.
Well, hold on. You're supposed to be listening
on
to
our
us.
Feet. I'm sure they're taking notes as well. She says that's not good about the cancellation of the appointments and the wrong telephone number.
Yeah.
Yeah. Who does their IT, the NHS? Is there a couple of companies? It's not the people that did the post office.
It's Fujitsu.
No.
Yeah, of course it is.
Oh, dear. yes. And somebody else says, Claire Sadler, this is. She is Claire Sadlier, S-A-D-L-I-E-R. I'm squinting because I haven't... She's a footballer by the looks of it as well. She'll be talking about later. Charlton Athletic. Know them. She says, I had this problem after my son's shoulder injury. It took us to urgent care. Fracture clinic booked us an follow-up with an MRI first, but appointments were in the wrong order. Couldn't get through to rearrange for love nor money. I made so many phone calls trying to sort. It was impossible.
Yep. This is the whole problem. It's not just the NHS. It's not just government departments. Big corporates do this as well. They build a system using digital technology. Yeah. They never...
One size fits all, and it doesn't.
Yeah, and they never test it as an ignorant user. Mm. They always test it as a clever coder, yeah? Mm. So what they should do is get their granny to try and use it. But then also, it's not just that people don't know how to use it. The fact is that a lot of these systems are illogical, and once something gets out of kilter, it stays out of kilter.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think trying to complain, for example, I hate Amazon, but sometimes I have to use it for some of the specialist stuff that I get. I had something that popped in the post, so I wanted to complain, and I went round and round and round trying to return it.
To be fair to Amazon, they do have humans there.
I found a human, and he was delightful.
Yeah, and once you find the human, they'll sort it out straight away.
But I still, having done it, gone round and round, don't know how I found that human, if it happens again.
But so many organisations, even if you get a human, they go... I can't do anything. It'll a computer say no. My famous one was my bank that refused to talk to me because I didn't know my own date of birth.
Yes, that's not right.
When I turn around and say it's the human touch, we lost across the board. It is.
Yeah.
Recently, I had my car serviced. I booked it in about 3 months in advance.
This is Sufjan speaking.
And 3 months in advance, and I spoke to them and said, look, I'm in the country because my son's here, but there's a possibility I might fly out because he's injured, and if he's told to go back to the club, I'll go with him.
Mm.
So when I dropped the car off, I said to him, take your time, no rush. It's a major service, and this is a high-end manufacturer.
Yeah.
So, no problem. Third day went, and I did say to them, I said, if there's anything wrong, anything, just call me.
Mm.
Third day went, rang them, and they said, oh, Mr. Mayor, we'll come back to you. So, by this afternoon, we'll come back to you. That afternoon went, I forgot, rang back next day in the morning. Nobody rang me. Mr. Mayor will come back. I said, well, you told me you ring back yesterday.
Mm.
Nobody rang back. Anyway, I left it, and this is now, I dropped it off on the Monday, and this is Friday morning now. I rang up, said, I really need to know, because the weekend I might fly out, just pretending. And then she went, no, I'll come back. I said, no, I'm going to stay on the phone now. I want you to walk over to service and call me back. Come back to me.
Mm.
And she came back and said to me, oh, Mr. Mayor, your car was ready on Tuesday afternoon.
Oh, that's so embarrassing.
Yeah.
You kind of wonder with those high-end places as well. I've got a Mercedes in Canterbury. They've got so many staff, but actually nothing really works between them. They don't really talk. So there's a person there that you've got a queue to give your key to.
That's the point that I'm making about the way that people have put systems together. My background for 50 years has been in IT. I was head of internet banking for an American bank. I understand how the technology works. What most organizations do, though, is they have no fallback. They have no way of of breaking into the system when it's no longer working. And also, they don't talk to each other. Everything is passed from computer to computer, which is why two people sat in the same room have talking about the same problem have no idea, because they're not actually talking to each other. They're both talking to the computer, and the computer's going, it's scheduled for Wednesday. And the other bloke's computer's going, it was done last Tuesday. And there's no communication. And you can't interrupt that by speaking to a human and going, I think there's a mistake here. I've got a million of these stories and not enough time to tell them all.
But don't you think that's the thing, like when I heard that recorded message this morning saying, you know, first thing, not hello, not you're held in the queue, was, you know, we have the right to terminate the call. Don't you think that's indicative of how many people are so frustrated that they're becoming rude?
And anywhere that has that sign tells you that the organisation know that their systems don't work.
Exactly, because that's, you're so frustrated.
That sign is hanging in just about every hospital waiting area. Certainly up at the William Harvey. They're all over the place. I always think, you know, the NHS don't value our time. I mean, we're in business. We need to get back to our businesses and what have you. And you can sit in a waiting room and you watch, you know, the comings and going, and you think, well, I'm the only person here. Where the dickens is my appointment? And it is just...
there's no communication. No. It's, you know, I sat with my mum in A&E a couple of weeks ago. She had a fall. We've been there 19 hours.
This is a 96-year-old that was left to sit in a chair.
With a broken hip.
Yeah. For how many hours? 19?
This was 19. She ended up 26 hours before she was seen. Yeah. But we're sat there, and there were four of us patients and seven staff, and every single one of the members of staff was on a computer. Not one of them in that 19 hours looked at us, spoke to us, or anything else. And they were all sitting a few feet away. And if you wanted anything, I'd go over and I'd say, excuse me. And they'd ignore you to start with.
Yeah.
And then eventually they'd look up and they'd go, yes.
And so rude.
Yeah. And I go, sorry to bother you. Could you tell me what's happening to my mum? What's her name? Mm-hmm. And I'd say, Betty Andrews. We'll come and find you in a minute. Never came back. But, you know, the problem is that we've become too reliant on digital interconnections and they don't work. The post office scandal should be such a big eye-opener on so many levels, not least of, you know, the corruption and incompetence in an organisation like the post office, the incompetence of an organisation like Fujitsu, and the incompetence of the government. It's about how... I wasn't aware of this. Do you know they passed a law that said, in a court case, computers are considered infallible?
What?
There is actually a law that says the computer is infallible. So if someone has computer evidence, that's it. And this is a big eye-opener to show that that is complete nonsense.
It's very interesting, because after the break, we'll be talking to Sufyan Mia, who... as the owner of Champagne Group, and I know that in hospitality, if you treated people like that, they would walk, and you would be bankrupt.
Yeah,
they wouldn't stay. Well,
these people were bankrupt. They were just bankrupted by the state instead. But that should be a real eye opener about why digital technology isn't the answer to everything. And I don't have anything against digital technology, but it has to be implemented in a way that's useful for human beings to use. And it currently isn't, not by a long stretch. And therefore, it won't survive.
I think we've all realised just between you and me, that A&E isn't working anymore. But where else can you go? There is no, you have to go via, you know, if something's wrong with me, my GP sends me to A&E, even though it doesn't work anymore.
Oh, yeah, but a lot of that is just GPs being lazy. I didn't know this. I've got an app on my phone, an NHS app, and it says waiting times, okay?
Yeah.
But it doesn't list A&E. It lists, what do they call them? The health dropping, the urgent treatment
centres. Urgent treatment centres, which won't do anything. They tell you to go to A&E, because
Well, let me say, so if you look at the app, it says the longest wait time is 12 minutes.
Right.
But then how long does it say, sorry, mate, can't do that here, you need to go on A&E?
Yeah, exactly. I
just have to say the Victoria in Folkestone, the Royal Victoria Hospital, it is brilliant. Yeah, it's an urgent treatment centre.
Yeah.
And they also have a GP there as well, so you can have a GP.
Well, we've got a great one.
So they are very good.
We've got a great one, but I waited there 90 minutes and she said, you've got to go to A&E. And I said, can you not do a blood test? She said, no, you need to go to A&E. So, I don't know.
But an awful lot of people don't even know about UTCs.
Yeah. But what is different from them to A&E? I guess they've got X-ray. Have they got MRIs and things?
No. They can do X-rays. It's basically a minor treatment thing.
Mm.
If you've sprained your ankle or got a splinter, or put a nail through
your eye.
It was embarrassing because I just said to her, if I go to A&E, last time I had to discharge myself, it was 22 hours with a suspected brain bleed. It doesn't work.
What they've done with me in the past, anyway, when I had an issue, was Victoria rang ahead to A&E and said, we're sending her in, can you get the on-call specialist in? And so by the time I got there, they were already waiting.
That's amazing. Mm.
So I can't fault the Victoria. I really can't.
I think it's a good system that they have, just not enough people know about it, and there's not enough of them.
Hate to be rude, but are we supposed to go to the news now, or are you doing news?
We don't do the news, but we have a break.
A little break.
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't want to say anything if we were breaking.
Well, I don't like to interrupt you.
No, but if we're going to break, Paul Andrews, then I won't read anything.
Is that all right?
Yeah.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
We're going to have a break now.
A little break.
We'll be back in 5 minutes.
We'll be back.
We'll be back.
Talking about football.
We'll be back in 5 minutes.
And hospitality. My two favourite subjects.
Jobsinkent.com, the quick and simple way to advertise.
You can put the mic down there.
In Kent, with prices from just £99 per job per month. Visit Kent's largest job site, jobsinkent.com.
Talis Independent Financial.